This is Keith Wood, and you are listening to A Professional Day in the Life. Today we have on the show Christina Bertero. She is owner of Embroid Me. She can be found at 3683 Clegg Road in North Olmsted, Ohio, 44070. Embroid Me is your promotional marketing partner. Christina, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Really
cool. No, it's going to be good. So to get started in the interview a little bit, Christina, give us an idea of what Embroid Me is and how you guys work with people.
Okay. Embroid Me is a big franchise. We have around 500 stores around the world. And I own the location in North Olmsted, Ohio. And what we do, we help to promote other businesses. How? How we do that? Through embroidery, screen printing, and garment printing, any fabric printing, and promotional items. So pretty much you can think about us, everything that you need your logo on, that's what we do. We are going to put your logo in any place that you want.
Okay.
So when we talk about giveaways, for your customers, trade shows, we talk about banners and table trolls, and you looking good with new polo shirts or dress shirts, that's what we are going to do.
Do you guys help companies out with concepts at all? Let's say I want to get together a marketing campaign and I have some general ideas. Will you help the company kind of streamline those ideas into things that have provided success for people in the past?
Absolutely. And that's what is our passion. That's what we're going to do. We are going to hold the hands of the business, our customer, our client.
Yep.
And we will come to a program how they can promote better their business.
Right.
So we are not just the decorators. We are going to be babysitting our companies. We have several programs that you can do. For example, you have the referral program. If a company wants to do a referral program, so that means, okay, if you refer me to so-and-so, to other business, you will have a special gift. Guess what?
Yeah.
I will prepare the gift.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
We can have also gift at the end of the year for the best customers, or even a thank you. That's what we're going to do to help. But what I love to do, and I think that's the coolest thing about my business, is we will let you know about every single event that you have. So I will make sure that you are prepared and you are going to be looking good for your customers.
Okay.
So let's say you have 5 trade shows. I will be calling you, and I'm going to say, Kev, are you prepared for the shows? Do you have polo shirts? Do you have dress shirts? Do you have giveaways?
Yeah.
How is your table is going to be looking like? Do you have a banner? Do you have a table troll? So I will make sure that you will be looking the best that you can.
So is that like almost like a separate consultation fee that you charge people?
No.
That's just kind of in the package?
It's part of
what you do.
We are. Okay. Part of what we do.
Oh, that's cool.
So I just don't want you to be thinking about me as an embroidery shop.
As a transaction. It's more than a transaction.
Yeah. Well, you cannot think about us as a place to go embroidery your shirts. We do much, much more than that.
Right. So it's not like you're going to Walmart to go buy a t-shirt.
No.
You're going to Embroid Me to help you with your entire marketing package.
Exactly. Exactly. You completely got it. It's about the marketing package.
Gotcha.
So we are going to make sure that you are branding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are completely looking the best that you can for your customers and other business to come.
Okay, so give us an idea of what, without naming any companies and keeping that anonymous to it, anonymousness to it, rather, if that's a word, from start to finish, a project or how you work with the company currently. So maybe how they came to you and what they initially wanted, and then how that blossomed into maybe a bigger project and you've become a bigger partner in their marketing efforts.
Okay, so usually a customer comes to us because they want to have, 99% of the time, two different ways, or because they are gonna starting a new company and they want to have shirts, polo shirts, where so they can go around to their customers and have their logo showing.
Mm-hmm.
Or because they will have a special event, let's say a trade show.
Yeah.
And they are desperate because now they need to be branding themselves.
Right.
So usually that's the way that starts.
Okay.
So at that moment, we start a relationship.
Yeah.
And what I want in my mind, it's not just do 6, 10, 20, 30 shirts for them. We want to deep the relationship.
Yes.
And I want them to be my customers forever.
Right.
What we are going to do is we are going to get ready for this first event. For example, I had last week, we had a customer that came here and said to me, "Oh my gosh, we have a big event next year."
Yeah.
Next week by Tuesday. So that was a Thursday. I need to have a banner and I need to have a table throw for this specific event.
Okay.
Can you get this for me? I said, "No, I can't." Because we have 2 days to prepare. So we are not going to be able to do. But listen, I'm going to help as much as I can. I have some things here in the store that I can give to you. So you can, I gave him a lot of ideas how to look the best that he can for that specific event.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are going to be absolutely prepared for the next.
Right.
So we place order for giveaways, for polo shirts, for dress shirts, for a lot of promotional material that with their logo.
Yes.
So yeah. I am sure, not for the first one, but for the second, third, fourth, and fourth one, that he is going to be looking good.
Yeah, you help him with his preparation for things and timelines and just being realistic about getting organized for the future.
Absolutely. And we are very budget conscious. So usually they come and say, "Okay, I have this amount of money to expend. So I'm sure that I will find the best that I could."
Yeah.
"The best that I can, so he doesn't go crazy." So now we have a plan. Okay, you want a small banner at this point, but by next year, maybe you can have a tent.
Yeah.
So we are going to be working to improve how you are going to be looking like for long, many, 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 many years.
In the future,
the customers that we have, usually they become, we become the one-stop.
Collective unit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is the place that they go. And once we have the relationship, it's so easy to keep going. Because we now know each other. The customer knows how we work.
Uh-huh.
We know about their business. And I try myself every time that I have to deliver something, for example, I go to the customer so I can see their business. I can understand what they do.
Because
that's the only way that I'm going to help more.
Right.
If I completely understand the business that I'm dealing with.
Right. So you can conceptualize a marketing perspective for them, rather than having just a generic marketing plan in general.
Exactly, no. Because each business we deal, that's another thing that I love about what I do. We have all kind of customers and all kind of business. We are going to be dealing with the church.
Okay.
And also we are going to be dealing with the big manufacturing. We are going to be dealing with the sport club. And we are going to be dealing with the schools. So it is a huge range of type of industries. So love this. I learned each industry, and they are different. The necessities are different. One other thing. So when we straight the relationship, and this is extremely important, I will be able to know, kind of almost a consultant.
Yeah.
So, for example, Keith, I know that you go for, I don't know, 5 events during the year.
Yeah.
3 months before each event, I will be calling you and say, hey, let me see, are you prepared for the event 3 months from now? What do you have? What about who is going to be there? What they are going to be wearing? So I'm kind of a consultant.
Yes, yeah.
Always to make you look the best that you can.
Gotcha. So I'm picking up that you have a little bit of an accent.
And
I'm thinking that, you know, you might maybe... Maybe you weren't from the U.S. to begin.
Well, I'm from Pittsburgh. No, I'm just kidding. No. Yes, I have an accent, and that's not going to get better.
Yeah, that's a good accent.
Well, thank you. That's very kind and sweet of you, but I'm getting older. I tried to change this accent for many, many years.
Now How that did you I'm, do that?
Well, you can see that I did. This is not going anywhere, so... it's better to embrace this. I am originally from Brazil.
Okay.
We moved to the United States 20 years ago. I used to be a lawyer there. I had my life. Everything was...
What kind of law?
I practiced family law. So that's what I did for many, many years in Brazil. Until one day, my husband used to work for a company called Cummins Diesel.
Okay.
And they asked to transfer him if he would like to move to the United States to take care of a plant in Memphis, Tennessee. So my husband came to me and said, what do you think? And I was young and naive and said, okay, let's go. It's going to be great. Well, we move was very hard because I couldn't say one single word in English. So I pretty much cried for 1 year and a half.
Mm.
And after that, we keep going.
Right.
I have 3 beautiful daughters. The youngest one was born here. And we moved to several states because I was always following him with his job. So how did I come to embroider me? About around 10 years ago, I started to think about, okay, what's next after my girls go to college and leave home? So that's when I came across Embroider Me, this franchise, that, and I started to do a lot of homework. So I decided to buy the company almost 5 years ago. And now I'm an empty nester.
Yeah.
Having a lot of fun in my life. Sorry, girls. I am having. Love what I do. Have a lot of time to do what I do the best way that I can. But the accent is not going to change.
Oh, the accent's good. I like the accent. It's much more interesting than my accent.
Oh, no. Don't even go there.
So let's, you came from a law background.
Uh-huh.
Right? You went to school for law. You practiced law. You took a break and raised a family. And then you see a marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
Embroider Me.
Mm-hmm.
What attracted you to Embroider Me versus maybe getting back into law?
Well, that's the easy question.
Okay.
Can you imagine me without... Well, when I moved, I couldn't speak in English. I couldn't say a word in English. So it took me a good... all these years to learn the language. And I never will think about going back to school. First of all, because the law, it is completely different.
Oh, is it?
From
okay.
Brazil... and United States. So it's a completely different... Law is very geographic. So that said, if I decide to go back to the law life here in the United States, I almost have to go everything again to college and bar exam and all of this. Honey, in my age, this is not going to happen.
So I didn't know that if you were a lawyer and or a law professional in one country, and I guess that makes sense because every country has different laws,
exactly.
That you couldn't retain maybe a part of that when you transfer to a different country.
Well, I don't know if you couldn't
retain. Isn't there some fundamental aspects? Or?
I don't know if you couldn't retain everything. Maybe you'll be, I don't know, I need to see this better, but maybe you could retain, but just a little bit, because mm-hmm. law is very geographic, it's very specific for each place. But in my case, I knew that I would have to go everything again to college and all these the bar exams, for example. So now let's be realistic. I'm today 54 years old.
You look like you're 24.
Oh my gosh, guys, I like this guy here. Okay. Oh, okay. But going to college, no. And competing, no. And you know what? No, that was just the best. So I decided to do something completely different. Why I decided to go to Embroid Me? First of all, amazing, amazing, amazing franchise. I love all the assistance that they give to us. I love I love the energy that I have to the franchise. It's a very well-established franchise, and I knew I need a franchise to help me. I knew that this is a company that you can say, okay, they will embroidery, they will screen printing shirts and all of this. But much more than that is about relationship with customers.
Yeah.
It is a sales company. It is a marketing company. So what I do, I believe that I do best is connecting with people. That's what I love to do. That's what I do well. So I knew that I need to go with something in this way. That's why.
That's interesting. The last interview, the one that was just up, I was interviewing Eric Cook.
Uh-huh.
So actually, this is two ago because we're kind of doing them not linear. But anyway, in the past, there was that interview with Eric Cook, and he's a personal trainer, right?
Uh-huh.
And we talked about ability to establish that connectivity,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do you... I think some people are more natural than other people at being social creatures. But where do you find that connectivity? How do you kind of mold that when you're interacting with someone? Is it a conscious process or is it just kind of something that happens?
It's just, in my case, it's absolutely something that happens.
Yeah.
I love people. I love people. That's me, Christina.
Do you think that's a foundational aspect that has to... You have to love people to connect with people. That's something that probably has to happen.
I think that you learn to connect at some way.
Yeah.
And also, I think as you get older and you get more mature, it comes easily. Because now you are more, it just comes easily because you are more mature. So you believe more in yourself. But more than that is... How I'm going to explain this?
However you want. I mean,
it is natural. Needs to be natural. First of all, okay, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah,
needs to be absolutely natural.
Let's get this on record.
Exactly. if you force a situation, any situation that doesn't come naturally, it is a disaster. At some point, this doesn't work.
Right.
So it needs to be natural. So you need to connect with people and have a good connection because you like the person that you are connecting, or it's not going to work, or this is going to be fake. If it's fake, bye-bye.
Right.
So in my case, I'm a social, like I said, I'm a social...
social person.
Person, I am. So one thing that's very fun, and that's true, for years and years and years, I tried to get better with my English because I was embarrassed, because I was different, so I need to improve my English. I say things in a different way. Well, as I start to get older, you start to say, well, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. This is not going to change. This is who I am.
Right.
I am Christina from Brazil with this terrible English. So... it's better embrace this.
Right.
Because this is not going to get better. So once you embrace,
uh-huh.
and I had another hello moment, another, woohoo moment that was, okay, maybe I can use this in my side. So what I start to do is stop to correct me. I am this with this English. And I start to figure it out that people get to know me better because I'm different.
Right.
I have something that the average people don't have. I have what? The accent. So it's easier for people to remember me because of my accent.
True.
So it's about you have whatever, whoever you are, you have to find your uniqueness.
Yes.
What you have that's going to make you different of everybody else. Because let's be honest, we have a lot of other business that will do exactly what I do.
Sure.
Right? And we are going to embroidery probably as good as everybody is going to do.
Yeah.
So why people will choose me?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, because I expend 100% of my time growing the relationship with my customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I genuinely love them. And I genuinely want to help them. So that's the difference that you have to find in yourself. And you have to think why your customer will choose you and not C, D, or E company. So we have to find the uniqueness. And I am unique here with this accent.
So would you say that you said if it's fake, it doesn't work?
Oh, doesn't
you
work.
You said that.
Doesn't work.
And then you said if you're natural, then it does work.
Yeah.
But you can't try to be natural. Natural is what it is, right?
Natural is what it is.
It is what it
you
is.
You can polish. Then you can
be the better version of
your
natural self.
The better version of my exact. You got it.
Right, right.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I say. Because with everything in life,
yeah.
If it's not natural, in one moment or the other,
it will fail.
You'll fail.
Very good.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Same.
Hey, so even on another note that's also a little more serious, like that was, right? You know, I think that, and I take it in this direction because you spend so much time working on your business,
mm-hmm.
probably more time than you spend with your husband. Realistically, that just is what it is, right?
Yes.
If you don't count sleeping, you know, your awake hours, you spend a lot of time in your business,
mm-hmm.
and that occupies, you know, your time in mm-hmm. this life.
Sure.
Right. So how does your overall mission or purpose in life kind of tie back in to how you run your business?
Well,
you know, you got you're a mother and mm-hmm. and your overall purpose in life, you know, you can find out how that ties into being a mother and a wife, right? And then all of a sudden, I know that you don't all of a sudden when you put on your work clothes become a different person,
oh,
right?
No.
So how does it tie? How does you, Christina, and your purpose in life come into your work life?
Okay.
It can't be two separate things because it's got to be natural, right?
Needs to be natural.
Right.
Needs
right.
to be natural. And okay, the way that works, I think that we wear in life several hats,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is what we do. You don't do only one thing in your life.
Right.
You are not just one. So I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a neighbor. I'm a friend. I'm a business owner. I'm a boss. So I have all of these hats that I wear. And they come together almost without you realize that they come together. For example, all my customers. You and I, Kevin
yes.
and Christina,
yep.
we are here. In I have a network event, for example, going on. So I'm going to this network event to make my business better. But wait a minute. During this network event, I'm going to meet or I'm going to see a lot of people. And through conversation, they will know that I have 3 daughters, that I have a dog that her name is Chloe, and I love her deeply. Even if she is terrible, but they will know that I have a husband that calls Fernando. And, you know, they will know all these aspects, what my daughters are doing, what they are their names. Everything kind of mixed together.
Right.